wait, it's time for...
All Sleep.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sleep. All Sweet is the margarine with a delicate, natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Family's favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, and the family is seated at the table. Agatha Meats is at one end of the table, her brother Louie at the other, and Mortimer Meats, naturally, is in the middle.
It will be, excuse me, Louie, but would you mind passing me the sugar bowl? I said, Louie, would...
I hurt you, Morty.
Well, that's gratifying. Well, pass me the sugar bowl.
What? And have my newspaper fall over?
Now, Brother Louie, stop teasing and pass Mortimer the sugar.
Okay, okay. Only how anybody expects anybody in this house to keep up with the news, I don't know. Here.
You
know,
thank you. Well, I'll just take one spoonful, and then you can go back to your studies, Louie. Well, what's wrong with my daughter this morning? You haven't said a word since you sat down at the table, Peggy.
I'm thinking, Daddy.
Oh, well, eat your oatmeal while you stay here. It stimulates the thought processes.
Morty's right, Dickie. Look at me. I'm stimulated all the time.
Yeah, well, you're eating all the time.
What's on your mind, dear? I'm trying to figure out my day, Mother. Jill and I have to bake some sugar cookies for the school bakery sale. And then after I bake them, Jill and I have to go out and sell them. The team that sells the most cookies wins the prize.
Sugar cookies. Oh, boy, my favorite fruit. I think I'll hang around the kitchen with you kids and sort of supervise things.
Uncle Louie, these cookies are for sale. The money goes to the school athletic fund. We're going to sell them for cash.
Okay, so I'll buy some. Loan me a buck, Morty.
All right, here you are, Louie. And here's another one from your mother and me, Peggy.
Oh, thank you, Daddy.
Oh, don't mention it, dear. It's a sort of an automatic gesture all fathers learn to make. Well, I think I'll go into the living room and read yesterday's paper.
Now, don't get nasty, Morty. Here's the want ad from today's paper.
Oh, thank you very much, Louis. You're sure you can spare that part of the paper? Never mind, I'll get it. The news and the want ads, of course. Is hello?
Meek, Barker.
Good morning, Mr. Barker. How are you?
Never mind the chatter, Meek. You know the motto of Barker and Company. Big business, quick decisions.
Quick decisions. What do you want me to decide, Mr. Barker?
I've decided for you, Meek.
That's what I was afraid of.
I'm dropping a package off at your house. It's very valuable. Valuable, I said.
Valuable, you said.
Guard it for your life, Meek.
Sorry, my life.
It contains dyes made of uranium.
Wait,
the dyes are for our new process at the plant. Process is a deep secret. Our competitors would give a fortune to find it out. I'm depending on you. That is all. Time, Barker.
Well, what is Mortimer?
My boss, Mr. Barker. I'm staying at home today, dear.
What?
Yes. Me. I am now a watchdog.
And right now, old watchdog Weigel is going to give his recipe for a successful evening at home in the cold, cold month of February. First, gather the whole family around the fireplace. Drag out the cribbage board, the dominoes, and the checkers. And then along about 10 o'clock, carry in big bowls of hot, freshly popped corn with the golden goodness of all sweet margarine melted down into each little kernel. But be sure you pop enough, for all sweet makes popcorn super, super delicious. You see, All Sweet is the margarine with a truly delicate, truly natural flavor. Sort of a fresh-from-the-farm flavor. Now, there's a mighty good reason for that famous flavor, too. You see, All Sweet's goodness comes from freshly cultured, pasteurized skim milk, plus all the wholesome vegetable oils that can be properly absorbed. That's why your family is going to love All Sweet. Not only on popcorn, but on biscuits, hot rolls, baked potatoes. Any food where the real flavor of a table spread shows up. Yes, it pays to remember All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Dad,
busy, Edgehill.
Oh, I am, Peggy.
Hi. At the rate you're going, we'll be all day.
Let me see. Is that all, sweet?
Okay, I guess I'm just not the domestic type. I always think of myself as a land attorney type. Oh, they're not quite so glamorous.
Well, get to eating, Lana. I want to pop the first batch of these cookies in the oven.
Okay. Peg, what do you think the price for selling the most cookies is?
I don't know. And we'll never know unless we get cutting and finish cooking and start selling, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okey-doke. But personally, I'm going to point my career toward marrying a very rich man. Then I won't have to cook or bake. I'll just sit back and wow on my chaise lounge and be showered with gifts.
Say, Morty.
Huh?
What did you say your boss, Barker, was bringing over here?
Louis, I didn't say. Mr. Barker just said it was a package, a very valuable package, and I was to guard it with my life.
Oh, don't touch your own flesh and blood, eh? Think I'll go around and spread the news, eh? Well, let me tell you a thing or three.
That'll do, Louis. Didn't Mr. Barker give you even a little hint, Mortimer?
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but I just can't tell you any more. Besides, Mr. Barker, you...
Hey, open up! Barker!
Mr. Barker at the door now.
You could have fooled me. I thought it was a seal barking for a piece of fish.
Louis, that's no way to talk about Mortimer's boss.
Hey, excuse me, dear. I'll be right back. I'm coming, Mr. Barker.
This morning was a great deal the way he jumped with Barker's feet.
Well, me, I can't wait all day.
Hey, Mr. Barker, I came as soon as I heard you knock.
Never mind. Next time, wait right here at the door. Here's the package, Meek. Guard it.
With my life.
Exactly. And if you misplace it, don't bother to report for work.
No, don't bother to report for work. You put this
Wave your back, Meek. Remember, big business, quick decision. That is all, Meek. Signed, sincerely yours, Walter Barker.
Yes,
D.S. I'll call you when I want the package. Signed, W.B.
It's you and your old admission. Oh, my goodness. Mr. Barker is certainly a whirlwind. I only hope I don't get blown away. Well, I better put this package away someplace. Now, let me see. Where would it be safe? It's in the front closet here. They're right here behind these umbrellas and over here. Now, nobody ever looks here. Now, it'll be safe until Mr. Barker calls. Very good, Mortimer. Very good. Big business. Quick decision. Mortimer, you'll be a Barker yet.
Now, fold the paper over the box. This way, Jill.
Lucky joke. There.
Now we'll tie the string around it.
There we are. Six boxes of cookies. Isn't that enough, Peggy?
Enough to get started.
No.
Here, take these out to the front closet. Put them on the floor and then come back.
Oh, but Peggy, I don't...
Donovan, do you or do you not want to win the prize for selling the most cookies?
Frankly, I'm not that ambitious. Well, since you've got ambition enough for two, what can I do? Well, I'm off to the front closet with boxes 1 to 6. If we don't sell them, we'll be in an awful fix.
And I wonder where Morty put that package from old man Barker. Let me see now. If I was a package, where would I hide? I got it. The front closet. Just what I thought. Hey, there's a whole bunch of packages here. And they're all alike. That Morty is a slick one. I just think that. Maybe I guess what it is. Sounds like nothing. What if I could take a peek? Why, Louis, how could you just do a thing like that? But it's all in the family. The family don't keep nothing from each other. But Louis, it's a secret. Okay, who said I couldn't keep a secret? Suppose I just take a peek.
Just a little bit of peek, huh? Who'd be hurt?
Nobody.
Okay.
I'll just wrap one of these boxes real careful. Oh, but Louis, you should.
I'll go ahead, Louis.
Your body's a little ever-loving brother now, ain't you? I wonder what old man Barker. And sugar cookies. Oh, my favorite fruit. Oh, boy. Oh, AJ, you must be Peggy and Jill. Now, I'll put it back.
Wait a minute. They wouldn't mind if you took just one.
Here it is. Yeah. Oh, my favorite flavor. Maybe I ought to put a couple of my pockets for extra while, huh? Oh, well, why not? Boxes all cramped full. I'll just put a little paper in the top. It'll fill up the space. There. Now to wrap the box up again. Tie it and put it back on the floor. There. Louis, you're a genius. Now I wonder where Morty put this package.
Yes, Mr. Barker, I have the package in a very safe place. No, Mr. Barker, I haven't told a soul. Yes, Mr. Barker, with my very life. Yes, Mr. Barker. No, Mr. Barker. Very well, Mr. Barker. Yes, I'll remember, Mr. Barker. It's big business, it's good decision. Yes, Mr. Barker. Yes. Time chasing yours more than me. Hey, that was Mr. Barker, I guess.
Oh, really?
He was checking up on the package I'm keeping for him. He said I was to hold myself in readiness to deliver to him in a minute's notice.
I wonder.
Huh? You wonder what, dear?
How much of a raise Mr. Barker will give you?
Raise? For me? For Mr. Barker? Agatha, where in the world did you get that idea?
Why, Mortimer's perfectly obvious. Mr. Barker would never entrust a business secret to anyone he didn't completely rely on. And he certainly relies upon you. So it's perfectly obvious. He's planning to give you a raise.
Too bad.
Well, what's too bad?
That's it. I'm not working for you, dear. You'd make a lovely boy.
Oh, no, stop.
You would, Agnes.
I'm sure that would be a boy.
Sally, Peggy, did we bake all these cookies and put them in all these boxes?
We certainly did. Now all we have to do is to load up with them and go around to our friends and sell them.
Oh, I'd still rather be going in a turner case. Come on, Jill. Quit lollygagging and grab some of these packages.
Okie doke.
Stack them on my arms. Here's another one. And another one. Put those last two sideways and it'd be a little more convenient. I'll be able to see a little.
Oh, Jill, stop complaining.
Now, I'll stack the rest of these packages for myself. Here's one under these overshoes and umbrellas. How come you put it back there?
Peggy, this is no time for questions. Grab it and let's get out of here before you think of something else.
Okay. But we should leave one box for Mother and Daddy and another one for Uncle Louis. They did pay for them.
I can see these two little folds in my eyes, guys.
But if we can sell them, we can always come home and take two more boxes.
Okay, we'll take them all.
Lead on, Miss Donovan.
Right, Miss Lee. Boy, could I use a keen eye dog right now.
I'll get it, dear.
Yeah, no, never mind, Agatha. Probably Mr. Parker.
Hurry, Mortimer. After all, you do want to raise, don't you?
Yes, dear, yes. And here, coming, Mr. Parker. Hello.
Meek, Parker.
Yes?
You have the...
Yes, I beg your pardon?
Meek, I'm down at the Civic Hotel in the lobby. Bring it with you. And come yourself at once.
Yeah, at once. Myself. You bring it. Anything else?
That is all. Only don't lose it. Understand?
You don't lose it.
I'll wait for you in the lobby of the hotel. That is all. Sign Thursday, Parker.
Well, no, not exactly, Agatha. He was in a hurry. I've got to bring it down to the Civic Center Hotel right away.
Yes?
Yes, the package he had me keep for him. Yeah, I put it here in the front closet behind the umbrellas and the overshoes. Oh, Agatha!
Why, Mortimer, what was that?
It, the package. Mr. Barker's secret dyes, they're gone.
Oh, Mortimer, are you sure you put it there?
Well, sure, I'm sure.
Oh, Mortimer, there goes your raise.
My raise? Agatha, there goes my job. Oh.
Hi, may I come in?
Oh, hello, Cookie. I mean, Wydell. Come on in. Have a cookie. Have a cookie.
Sugar cookies, my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. Here, have another.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, ain't they good?
You know, Louie, it's a shame you aren't married. You'd be one husband who'd certainly appreciate his wife's cooking.
Well, now this new tomato of mine, oh, she's a swell cook.
Oh, say, that's fine, Louie.
Yes, sir, she can go into a delicatessen and buy a whole meal with her eyes closed.
Well, there's one thing sure. Whenever a good cook goes into a delicatessen or grocery store and buys all sweet for the first time, she'll have her eyes opened. Yes, it's really amazing how much nourishing goodness a single pound of Allsweet offers. For instance, there's nothing artificial about the delicate, natural flavor of Allsweet. It comes from cultured, pasteurized skim milk. Then there's the fact that no table spread is richer in food energy. No table spread is more digestible than farm-fresh Allsweet. What's more, every pound contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. Yes, ma'am, if you want your eyes opened to a delicious, economical table spread, as well as to an efficient cooking aid, then next time, look for Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Hello.
Beak, where are you?
Oh, well, I'm home, Mr. Barker.
Well, leave home at once and come down here and bring the dyes. Impatiently yours, Barker.
That was Mr. Barker again, Agatha. Have you found anything in the closet?
Only that pair of rubbers Louis thought he lost last year.
Yeah.
And a Latin book of Peggy's.
Oh, that's a dead language anyway.
Mortimer, are you sure you left that package in this closet?
Agatha, dear, I'm so mixed up, I'm not sure about anything.
Oh, hiya, folks. Hey, what's those here? Figuring on a trip to the North Pole with all them overshoes and umbrellas? Bring me back a penguin, will you?
Louis. Penguins live at the South Pole. And this is no time for jokes. I put Mr. Barker's package in here and it's gone.
Oh, you did hide it in here.
Louis, you mean you saw a package in this closet?
A package, Jackie. Well, this closet was loaded with packages, stacks of packages, boxes of kid sugar cookies. Good, too. Yup, yup.
Louis, look. Did you open all of the packages? He said, hopefully.
No. What do you think I am, a sneak? I just peeked into one.
But what happened to them? Where did they...
Oh, here, Peggy and Jill. That's it. They took their packages of sugar cookies out to sell. And Mr. Barker's package was with them.
Oh, Mortimer, what are we going to do?
Agatha, you and I are going to trail Peggy and Jill. Now, you go in one direction, and I'll take another. And you, Louie?
Yeah?
Stay at home, next to the telephone.
Yeah, I'll do that sitting down.
Yeah, and if either Peggy or Jill call, tell them to come back home with whatever packages they have left. And find out who they sold their cookies to. You understand?
Sure. Don't worry. Just leave everything to me. When it comes to digging up facts, I'm a regular Sam Spade.
Peggy, yes? Their second prize for selling the second biggest amount of sugar cookies.
But, Joe Donovan, what are you driving at?
Well, I'm not complaining about anything, Peggy. Yes, Mikey. They're about to give up. Can't we just sit down at Green's drugstore and have a super-duper sunny and forget about selling these cookies for a while?
We cannot. We've still got 6 boxes left.
Oh, couldn't we eat them? There'd only be 3 boxes apiece.
Oh, give me your 3 boxes, Jill.
Golly, you mean you're going to eat 6 boxes all by yourself?
I mean I'm going to sell them.
Oh, but Peggy, I'm success so close at hand, I'm not going to give up.
But think of the prize Dr. Friedman's offers.
You think of it.
Why, it may be a cash prize.
Oh, I'm very fond of cash, especially if it's money.
Then come on, we'll head for the Civic Center Hotel and try our luck there. After all, we may see someone who's from out of town.
House of Meek, Louis speaking. If you're selling anything, we don't want some.
Is Meek there?
Nah, he's gone out. That pitch hit for him. What's on your little old mind?
Mrs. Barker. Did he leave with my package?
Oh, hiya, Bucky, old boy. No, no, he didn't exactly leave with your package, but he's on the trail.
What do you mean he's on the trail? What is he, a bloodhound?
Morty, a bloodhound? Morty ain't got enough blood to be a bloodhound. he's trailing your Peggy.
You mean he's lost it?
Well, not exactly, no. Let's say he misplaced it.
This is the last straw, and I'll break every bone in his body after I fire him.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Bucky. You can't do this, that. I said that. What a sense of humor he ain't got. Well... But you, Mr. Barker. Hey, what am I saying? There goes Morty's meal ticket.
and my meals.
One more box of cookies left, Peggy. Can't we eat this one?
Give me 5 minutes more, Jill. Then if we can't sell it, we'll eat it and go home. Oh?
Oh, boy, if I ever go into business again, it's going to be a sitting down business.
And I've covered the last four blocks, dear. Mm-hmm. I found four packages. All cookies.
Yes, I know, I know. I've sampled the girls' cookies in 7 different houses. Well, I guess there's nothing to do but just keep on trying. You don't mind, dear?
Not at all. I'll go over toward Oak.
All right, and I'll head toward Fifth. Maybe the girls sold the... Oh, maybe they sold Dr. Furmish a box.
Dr. Furmish?
Yes, their room head at school. Absent-minded old duck. I wonder if he'll remember.
Yes?
Yeah, Dr. Furmish, look, I've got to see you about some cookies.
Cookies?
Yes.
Let me see. Cookies.
Yes.
I have a boy named Sugar Jones in my class.
No.
A girl named Ginger Snap.
No.
A girl named Sweetie Smith.
Yes.
I have a boy named Newton.
Yes.
Not worth a fig.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
And a Lorna Doone.
Lorna Doone. What's Lorna Doone?
Hmm?
Say, what's Lorna doing?
Not much lately.
No, please.
No, I have no one by the name of Cookie. Good day.
No, look, wait now, Dr. Furmish. I'm Mortimer Meek.
Oh, my sympathy.
Thank you.
Oh, have you been feeling much pain?
No, I haven't. Now, look, Dr. Furmish.
Yes.
My daughter and Jill Donovan are out selling cookies for the school athletic fund.
Oh, of course. Now I remember.
Yes, yes.
A slogan.
Yes.
Looky, looky. Don't play hooky. Sell a cookie. Or if you sell a strawberry tart,
yes,
Civic Center High will tell them apart.
Yes.
Good, isn't it?
Yes.
Or if you sell a Parker House roll,
Civic Center will make a goal.
Very good.
No, please.
Yes.
Look, Dr. Furmish, you got me doing it. Now, look, did Peggy or Jill sell you any cookies?
Now, let me see. There was a brush man here today.
Huh?
I brushed him off.
Yes.
It was a case of wheat, too.
Yeah,
then there was a book salesman here. I threw the book at him.
Oh.
Rather neat that, don't you think?
Yeah, no, but Dr. Furmish...
Now, let me see. After that, there was a magazine salesman. I sold him a subscription to the Teacher's Gazette.
Where?
Now, what is it you have to sell, my good man?
No. Please concentrate, Dr. Furmish.
I'm trying.
Did two girls sell you anything today? A package?
Oh, of course. Why didn't you say so?
Well, I did.
Two members of my class. I believe one of them was a Miss Peet. A Bleet.
Neat.
That petty consonant. M. Neat.
Yes.
A Miss Neat sold me a package.
Well, good. But could I please see it?
Of course. What did I do with it?
Well, please think, Dr. Furmish.
Yes, I'm trying.
Here.
A, apple. B, bologna.
Huh?
C, salami.
Yes.
C, crustacean.
Now, please, Dr. Furmish.
Please, Mr. Meek. Association of ideas, you know. D. Desk drawer.
Oh, come. Oh, my goodness, if only those barn cookies.
Here we are.
Eh?
Oh, I say, Meek, shall I brew some tea? Delicious with cookies, you know.
Oh, my gracious.
Mortimer, dear, stop pacing up and down the room like a caged tiger.
You better change that pace into hopping and that tiger to rabbit, Aggie. Hey, look, Morty. Parker's already fired you through me. Peggy and Jill ought to be home any minute now. Meantime, why don't you relax?
Oh, please do, dear. You'll be a nervous wreck.
Be a nervous wreck? Oh, why don't Peggy and Jill come home?
That's the girls now. Come in here, girls.
Look, Peggy, dear, look, please try to remember. Think of everyone you sold a box of cookies to. Now, everyone.
All right, Daddy. Well, golly, what a greeting. You'd think I'd done something criminal. Or was guilty of gross negligence.
You're sure that's everyone, dear?
Yes, Mother. Everyone I can remember.
Well, how about you, dear?
Mr. Meek, have you ever tried to think when your feet were killing you?
I've called Mrs. Desmond Mortimer. Her box had cookies in it.
So did old man Morton.
I'm sunk.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. But if someone would just please tell me what this is all about, I'd sure appreciate it.
Well, so would I. Golly, all we did was go out and do something very patriotic. After all, the money goes to the school athletic fund.
Oh, never mind, girls. No one's blaming either of you. It's just that, well, your father misplaced a very important package belonging to Mr. Barker.
Mr. Barker? Not
Oh, Peggy, huh? What's the matter?
Mr. Barker, the lobby of the Civic Center Hotel. My last box of cookies said he'd give them away.
Oh, my gracious, the secret died. Give them away. Oh, no, 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 no.
Now, do as I say.
Oh, but Peggy, dear, I feel silly hiding behind this palm in the hotel lobby.
Daddy, please let me try.
All right, dear, but Mr. Barker looks so fierce sitting over there tearing matchboxes apart. I'll bet he's thinking of me.
Now, you stay right here, Daddy. Mr. Barker won't be able to see you, and you can hear what he says.
All right, dear.
Good luck.
Excuse me, Mr. Barker.
Huh? Oh, what do you want?
Mr. Barker? Do you remember the cookies you bought from us? That box there on the sofa next to you? Well, that is, I'd like to buy them back.
Go away. Don't bother me.
But I'd give you $2 for them.
I said go away.
$2.
Look, take the blasted thing. Here. Now, go away.
Yes, Mr. Barker. Oh, thank you, Mr. Barker. Oh, you're sweet, Mr. Barker.
Yes, me go, man. They bought the dyes. Every one of them. And paid a fancy price for them in the bargain. Well, why don't you join me in the laugh on our competitors?
Oh, well, I am laughing, Mr. Barker. You see?
Of all the calls you'll have plucked it and got out here late. They got to thinking I was holding out and practically took the deal away from me. If you'd been here on time, the deal would have been a tough one to sell. Just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah, just goes to show, it sure does.
Well, Meek, go home.
Go home?
And congratulate your wife.
Congratulate my wife?
Yes, my boy. Tell her she's got a husband who just got himself a raise.
You know, it's said that a properly balanced diet can make the difference between being a healthy person and a person who feels just so-so. You know, you're not really ill, but you lack energy and a zest for living. And that's where All Sweet Margarine can play an important part. You see, every well-balanced diet needs certain amounts of vitamin A and foods to create body heat and energy. Now, every pound of this delicate, natural-flavored margarine contains at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. And that amount of vitamin A never, never varies. Summer or winter, in Maine or California, when you buy All Sweet, you get the same controlled amount of this health essential vitamin. And did you know that if you spread the golden, delicate goodness of All Sweet on a slice of bread, you actually double the food energy of that bread? That's right. Yes, to help keep your family on their toes, serve All Sweet often. Use it for cooking and baking. Remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
You mean that's the prize we get for selling the most cookies in that package?
Uh-huh, Dr. Kermit just sent it over.
I thought you thought it might be money.
Well, I said I hoped it might be money.
Why not open it, girl?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Maybe you'll be lucky, too.
Okay, here goes. Oh, sure, it's big enough. I wonder what it's... Oh, no!
Oh, no! And for this, I got two sore feet!
Why, girl, what in the world? Oh,
For goodness sake, what are you laughing? Oh, my gracious.
I do not think this is funny.
No.
Not one bit.
Huh?
Cookie cutters. What a prize!
Meet the Meek, starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet... All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking.